away, Rooney!
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, Merry Christmas, ho, 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 and all that. It's the Christmas edition of our FPL Fantasy United podcast. I'm the host, Captain Own Goal, and to my left is the ever-reliable Dirty Sanchez.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, well, it's plenty of FPL action. We'll start off as we do every week. Good week, bad week. What do you reckon?
Meh. Week, so average week for me. At 59 points, 7 above average. We'll talk about the players that came in, but yeah, a couple of players didn't deliver as promised. So I was pretty frustrated with them. I was expecting bigger returns from Hazard, and he didn't come through. Just gave the assist. It wasn't really an assist. He just got fouled, and Alonso delivered that free kick. So yeah, so 59 points.
Does he get an assist for getting the foul?
Yeah, so with FPL, if you contribute to the goal even by being fouled or...
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you get the assist. So I know Captain Chippy on goal here is is a rookie, and he's gonna stay here for a while as a rookie. So don't worry, guys.
Yeah, thanks very much. Now, when we're talking about good or bad weeks, I mean, I couldn't barely get any more average. I got 53 points for the average of 52.
Yeah, maybe we can call you Captain Average. What do you reckon? Because it seems like you're on the point of being average every week. And, seems to get getting a little bit of boring here for me because I keep on getting a distance from you. We're like 50 points now.
I do miss the heady days of where all I needed was a clean sheet from Burnley on a Monday night to draw ahead of you. And now I'm about 70 points behind. But that, you know.
Oh, it's funny enough that,
maybe I'm the Watford of FPL. You know, up there right at the start of the season, just gradually sliding down.
It was great that Brighton missed that penalty. Mario missed that penalty, and I got a clean sheet for Burnley. Unfortunately, I did replace me, which got a clean sheet, with Jones, who didn't get a clean sheet against West Brom.
Yeah, surprised that. Yes. Now, talking about clean sheets.
So who are your peach of the week?
The peach of the week, best player. Well, I haven't got too many, and I guess I have to settle with Raheem Sterling. Look good.
Oh, look great. Two goals back on the goal sheet. He had two assists, I think, last fixture, and now he came with goals. So, definitely my pitch of the week as well.
Yeah. Do you have him as captain?
Fortunately, I didn't. I had Hazard.
We both had Hazard as captain.
Yes, so he was an average, the average of the week, maybe.
Yeah.
And Christensen came through with a clean sheet and 2 points, bonus points. And Salah, as usual, came through with 8 points. He's just great.
It's so good to watch.
Who is your POS or the worst
POS
player of the week?
POS. Has to be, and nothing against him, but I configured my whole side around bringing David Silva in, and then he doesn't play on personal reasons, and I've got a 5-strong midfield, which means I've got no backup.
Yeah.
So nothing against him, but just... That was my...
That was a weird one. We don't really know why he's off, and he might be off for a while. So you might need to save that transfer. Wait also for the mid-games cup games that's happening this week. See if there are any injuries. But yeah, I would wait for news around Silva because he was a main player for City. Not that they need him more now.
But you wouldn't think there'd be many injuries from League Cup. Won't they be playing all the 18, 17-year-olds?
Maybe. They will play like 2 or 3 from the first squad, maybe depending how important they think it is or not. So who is your POS other than Silva? Because Silva didn't play. You can't just take him as a POS because he didn't play. Who played and didn't deliver?
Let me see.
Jones?
Yeah, probably Jones.
Oh, Leicester defense? You have Chilwell?
Yeah, that was pretty ordinary.
And Murray missing the penalty?
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a couple of them.
Kane?
Oh my God. Maybe we'll speak about him later. Yeah, we'll speak about him later. Yeah, I have...
We love Kane.
It's funny how I have two strikers, Kane and Morata, not delivering anything to me, especially Kane, because he played the full game and Morata just came in.
2 points between Kane and Morata. That's expensive failure.
That's 23 million not spent wisely. And then I have Jones that I brought in with... West Brom actually scoring against Man United. And Otamendi came to his best usual with a yellow card and conceding a goal on the 95 minutes.
Have you seen that yellow card?
I didn't.
That should have been a red.
Well, luckily enough, it wasn't.
And you know what? That would have been funny because Kane should have got a red and you would have had 2 red carded players in 1 week.
Wow.
Both of those plus Dele Alli should have got red.
You know what? If Kane got a red, that would be a really good reason for me to ship him out and get like 5 million to spend wisely on the rest of my team, maybe getting Coutinho or Sané now.
Well, now Coutinho, reading in the news, it appears that he could be, there's an agreement that he'd go to Barcelona at the end of the year, so he might be worth including now.
Yeah.
So I thought he was going in January, it was a waste of time.
Yeah, and we'll talk about him later on in our team, so yeah.
Cool. Well, that's going through just the little bits of what happened on the weekend just gone, and after the other side of the referee's whistle, we'll head into our hot topics. Okay, welcome back, and now it's time for our big part, the hot topics of the week, and we've got a little bit of a theme this week. We try and do a theme to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
So this week it's Good, Bad and Ugly, one of my favorite movies of all time. So
we'll
go through, go through a list of things, hot topics, and we'll assign a good, bad or ugly. So first up, what have you got?
Hazard. So since I brought him, he was good on the first run.
And when you captained him against Newcastle.
Oh, so since I got him, he got 15 points, and then he just blanked on me, and then and then this week we captained him, and he came through only with that. Well, it's not really an assist, and he didn't look good. And I think a part of it is Morata getting rested or injured, which means that he's working too hard. He's playing as a striker other than playing as a midfielder.
He certainly looked untouchable with Morata on the field against Newcastle, but not so much against West Ham. But you did warn us about Hazard away from
and his away form. So good at home, delivers at home. Oh, we can actually look at the last four fixtures. He delivered a goal or two goals and assist in his home fixture, and didn't deliver anything away.
So if you So for the FPL fans, we just have him as a banker at home, and then see what happens away.
Yeah, and there might be a better captaincy options even with Hazard home form. But I'm waiting for Morata to play full game because somebody might convert those passes. Because there seems to be no one to convert them at this stage. So Hazard, good at home, better way, and better as a striker rather than a midfielder.
Okay, well, there's a good tip. So next up we have the Liverpool attack, and it can only be good.
Good.
And how good?
Very good, but take into account that they did play against a rubbish team, which is Bournemouth. Their defense is non-existent. They're like one of those minions that Liverpool play in the Championship League, aka CSKA Moscow. So I would take it into consideration, but they do look good when they play the minions.
Although they didn't do anything against West Brom, so...
Yeah, West Brom with a new coach, getting into the new system, even Manchester United had difficulties against them.
Yeah.
And don't remember, they didn't do well because Coutinho and Firmino were benched for 70-something minutes.
Yeah, that was a strange one.
That's just a rest and a little rotation. So, Liverpool attack, I would say good against minions team, good when Klopp doesn't rotate them too much and it does open with at least Salah, Coutinho and Firmino. Mane was benched now, by the way, against Bournemouth. Can be a little bit shaky when rotation hits in, and also they have Arsenal this weekend on the early game on a Friday night.
Yeah, Arsenal, that does sound like an interesting, it certainly didn't go very well for Arsenal last time.
So I'm still holding my guns with my big strikers and not bringing in Coutinho. I do have Salah, of course, like everyone else, 60-70% of the teams. But what I would say is, maybe wait until this game week to maybe bring Coutinho in. Firmino, I'm a little bit concerned. I'm not convinced him as a striker, him delivering against strikers like Rooney that we've seen coming through recent weeks was one of my shouts. So I'm not sure that, if I do a substitute for my premium striker, it will probably be to someone like Rooney or that bracket, and then make room to Coutinho in the midfield.
I had Coutinho, but I thought he was going to Barcelona, and he kept being put on the bench. So I thought, well, I'm not going to waste any more time on him. But
seven shots this weekend against Bournemouth, only one on target, but the one that counted. And he had, I think, he hit the bar as well or the post, and he had an assist. Yeah, full bonus points, just quality.
Yeah.
Just quality for 9 million. But you look at Ali at the same price and you're just laughing.
Yeah, we got rid of him a while ago.
Oh, thanks God for that.
Who else is good is Man City.
Oh.
And you could just load up on Man City and Liverpool in the midfield and that'll do it.
Yeah, look, the fact that they didn't have Silva didn't really affect them, didn't it?
Oh, no.
Kevin De Bruyne, wow. But in terms of FPL, too expensive. But Sané and Sterling, Sané back into assist.
Yeah.
Sterling always delivering for me.
He's always delivering.
Just take one or two and just stick with them, guys. Just don't switch them.
Mm-hmm.
Just stick with your guns. If it won't be Coutinho, it might be Sané for me. Or Silva if he's back, because Silva looks great for 8.3 or 4 million that he is. Sané at 8.6, not far away. A lot of value there, and a lot of good fixtures still.
Oh, and they've seen off all the big guns. Easy.
Oh, they swapped them up.
I'm just
concerned that they might be a little bit flat, or it might be less challenged or less motivated because they have like their plus whatever 10 or 11 points. How many points do they have in the league table?
Oh,
pretty big, isn't it?
52, isn't it?
No, but I'm saying on top of the Man United, is it like 12 or 13 or
14? It's 14 at Chelsea in third. So.
Yeah, okay, so it's something around that area. So, yeah, Man City just good. The defense not so much, by the way, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I only keeping Otamendi because of his goal threat.
Mm.
But yeah, they haven't been delivering a lot of clean sheets recently, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, they thrashed Spurs in the weekend, who we've seen as one of the teams likely to challenge. So they're our next one in the good, bad, and ugly. Spurs so starting to get ugly.
It is looking fairly ugly. Fairly ugly. Kane, 12.67 million. Deliver nothing. He looks out of form. Doesn't get the usual service. Ali, just bench him, Pochettino. Just bench the guy. No, seriously, he needs to go through a bench warming activity.
Yeah.
I'm just not convinced, man. Defense, just rotation all over the shop. Mm. You don't know who's gonna start. They don't get any cleans. Yeah, you've seen it with Man City. You see the differences in levels. Just unbelievable.
I mean, they're good. They're good outside of playing the top six, but
not even that. They're also minion against the minions.
Yeah,
they're not so great. So,
well, they're behind Burnley at the moment.
Ugly.
Ugly third. So down the other end, another ugly possibly is sides like Watford and Newcastle. They seem to be going into a bit of a free fall. Especially in FPL, Watford's ugly because of the red cards that keep being delivered by the Watford players.
What about the defense? Non-existent. Some of the shouts those before the game week were, get Firmino or get, I don't know what their names, Jamet, which has a good attacking returns, but then conceding 4 goals.
It's Huddersfield was an even bigger surprise.
And Huddersfield, who is the worst attacking... Can you check how many goals did they actually score at Huddersfield this season before the game?
Okay, well, they scored four, but previously had 12 in their previous games. So
it's probably one of the worst attacking and definitely away attacking teams in the Premier League.
Mm.
And then meeting Watford at home and scoring 4 goals, how bad is it?
Yeah,
bad or ugly? I don't know how you want to call it. And Newcastle.
Yeah, it's just a bit of a worry how they've plummeted. And Newcastle have dropped out of the league only recently, so, and they're back in the bottom three.
They look bad.
And for FPL, is there a player that you would have from Newcastle?
Negative.
At least in Watford, you got Richarlison,
I have the goalkeeper, Elliot, but he's my second goalkeeper,
yeah.
Elliot, and he doesn't do any save points. He usually concedes at least one a game. He's useless.
Well, I offered up Adrian for you 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we're not talking about
bargain basement price of 4.3 rather than having Elliot.
Are you switching to West Ham now?
No.
Okay, yeah.
We're talking about goalkeepers.
No, that's fine, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a good shout. Adrian is a good shout. Got another cleaning.
Mm.
And if you want to look at the good West Ham that we revisited last week in our in-depth section, coming through with good cleanies, attacking returns, and good fixtures.
Yeah. Well,
and double game week coming on.
Yeah, that's a good segue. Because one of the bad teams is the team that West Ham thrashed 3-0, which is Stoke.
Oh.
Stoke and Swansea.
Trouble. Bad. Very bad. So Stoke, they might sack their manager.
Well, that's the thing. Stoke can at least sack their manager and get that bounce, whereas Swansea, I think they already have.
Yeah, maybe they need to sack him again, second time.
Mm.
Second time lucky. Getting pulleys.
Yeah, well, I mean, that seems a likely thing because they're dead last now.
Swansea, nothing. There's nothing there, like no attacking returns, no defensive returns. Fabianski still can be a good shout. He saved the penalty today, but of course conceded 3 afterwards. Yeah, very bad, very bad. I can't see anyone there from an FPL perspective. Stock, we all had Choupo-Moting in one stage.
Or Shaqiri,
they're all, I would ditch them all. Not looking, I'm not even considering anyone from their defense or midfield at the moment, nothing from attacking wise. They just look very, very awful, bad, rubbish.
Yeah, Stoke conceded the most goals.
Yeah, their defense is shocking, non-existent. And they, Shaqiri was on form a couple of game weeks, and that's about it. So their lack of attacking, they have Crouch opening as a striker, and that says it all.
It's as good as he is.
The human noodle.
I like his robot dance. So.
I love it. Yeah, I love. Look, for 4.8, if you want a striker that opens and benched and sometimes.
Hey, you got to compare him to a Murray or.
No. He's 4.8.
No.
I get Dominic Calvert-Lewin, the guy with the longest name in FPL. Yeah. He scored.
He did.
And he had five. So if you're talking about good, I know we didn't list them, but Everton.
Oh yeah.
Everton coming back to form.
Can you
defense, believe? Midfield, attack.
We're up to ninth. Unbelievable.
Big Sam.
Yeah, funny, big. Like the turnaround of West Ham and Everton. We got two of the most unfashionable managers in the game, Sam Allardyce and David Moyes.
Doing okay job. Good job. Everton, look, I'm actually considering Rooney at the moment.
Yeah, so have you not missed the boat though? Has he already scored like as many as he's going to score?
Might have been, but I need to make room for my Coutinho. My love for Coutinho is just. Okay, we'll speak about our teams later, but I think Everton at the moment looks in form, still have good fixtures coming up. They played all the good teams already. Rooney is nailed, for example. You've seen the defensive tech in Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
They got some. They did concede a goal today against Swansea, which is unbelievable to concede against Swansea.
Swansea can score a goal.
Sometimes. But Kenny came with an assist. How good is it for a 4.4?
Good on you, Kenny.
Good on you.
Love you, Kenny.
Love him. So I think that's about it.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of hot topics. A good, bad, and ugly of what we've seen for the last week or so. And we will return for part three, where we go a little bit in depth of another club in the Premier League after the whistle. Welcome back, and now it's time for our third part, is where we go in depth. And this is where, because we tend to concentrate on the big names and the big teams, we've decided to maybe have a look at a team that's not in those big six, that there might be some FPL knowledge for you, or some bargains, or some things to keep an eye on. We did West Ham last week as our first, so this week we'll go to Crystal Palace.
Wow.
Another team on the improve.
Yeah, another team on the up at the moment. Quality.
Mm-hmm.
He
just tore him apart against Leicester. He was fantastic.
Yeah, you watched you watched some of it.
I watched the whole game. He was fantastic.
You loved it?
Oh, man, loved Zaha. But Benteke finally scored after a million games of not scoring in a row and stealing the ball for the penalty and missing it last weekend, the weekend before.
Unbelievable, yeah. But big surprise, the 3-0 against Leicester.
Yeah.
Very big surprise for me. Yeah, I didn't expect Leicester not to... I don't like their defense, Leicester's defense, but I didn't expect them not to score anything at home against Crystal Palace, which have some absences in defense.
They tried their hardest. There wasn't a lack of...
trying.
Yeah, but geez, Crystal Palace were good, and especially Zaha, who is still relatively cheap in FPL terms.
Yeah, he's a 6.8 or 9.
I know a lot of us have Loftus-Cheek, who also is quite good.
Yeah, the magic bean. So yeah, Loftus-Cheek had an assist. Yeah. Or a goal. Sorry, he scored a goal, which is amazing, but of course he was on my bench when he was doing it.
Yeah.
So unfortunately I didn't get those points. I did have Dominic Calvert-Lewin instead anyway, so he scored the same point, so that's fine. I'm just looking at the stats from the game. Looking at Zaha as well, because some people might be looking to switch Richarlison at the moment, because Watford form seems to be out of form.
Yeah.
Zaha is kind of in the same bracket. So Zaha was brilliant, as you said. He had three shots, two on target.
Yeah.
Three key passes, came out with a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Loftus-Cheek, he had an assist, not a goal. So he came with 6 points, so he had two shots and two key passes. And that's for a 4.5, that's not bad, or 4.6 that he is. Even their defense...
How about your mate Scott Dan? Is he going looking good?
Nah, well, he's...
you love him.
Yeah, so I had a big story with Scott then. I brought him in, he got benched, and then now he's back because what's his name got injured from the Crystal Palace defense, so he replaces him. And he got a couple of cleanies in last week's, and he got a goal as well, of course, since I dropped him.
You deserve no less.
I deserve no less. Now, and you deserve much less than that.
Do you know those three goals they scored away last week were the first away goals of the year?
Are they?
They were.
Unbelievable.
Three away from home, all in the same game.
Wow. Mm. Wow. That's big. That's big.
I mean, we're talking about a side that's now 14th that were winless and goalless after, was it seven games?
Oh, there were like seven or eight games without a goal, and then they scored against Chelsea and won against Chelsea. How good was that?
Oh, yeah. But on the FPL
perspective,
scene,
yeah.
Zaha, there's talk of him going to either Spurs or Arsenal.
January?
Possibly, but maybe keeping an eye on it. So maybe if you get him at 6.8, then he goes to a bigger team. It's value.
Yeah, as we said before, let's look at the transfer window in January, see who is moving where, but also see that they're actually opening games and they're playing in the new teams and how they fit the system. Currently, Zaha is the main man in Crystal Palace. If you go to Tottenham, he might just warm up the bench and do a bit of massage to Christian Eriksen.
But there's talk of Alexis Sanchez going to Man City, so he would nicely fit in there.
Arsenal. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Do you think Zaha to Arsenal?
Zaha to Arsenal, Alexis Sanchez to Man City. There's a nice little gap there to fill.
Yeah. So let's get back to Crystal Palace in terms of FPL. So midfield, we're definitely seeing value in Zaha and Loftus-Cheek. They're cheap, they're delivering, especially Zaha. Goalkeeper, there was an issue there around the goalkeeper Speroni now. Before that, it was Hennessy, but then Hennessy got injury.
Speroni looked okay.
Speroni for 4 point a little bit. I don't know, he's 4.1 at the moment or something like that. I'll just check it for you. He's getting clean sheets. He's getting clean sheets.
What about Benteke? Is he back or is it just a one-off? Is he worth taking a punt on? There's actually talk of him going to Everton to hook up with Big Sam.
Yeah, what happens to Rooney and Calvert-Lewin, my friend? Mm. So Speroni 4.1, sorry. Mm-hmm. He's been delivering 2 out of 4 clean sheets in the last four.
Yeah, that's right.
He had 11 points on the first one when he actually got a, was it a penalty or something, or bonus points? Sorry, a lot of saves he got and clean sheet. And then last game against Leicester, again, a clean sheet. Mm. Let's look at their fixtures for a second because we're shouting them out, but I might not touch them at all in the next three because they have, after away to Swansea, they have Arsenal and Man City.
Yeah.
And then it's getting better. Southampton, Burnley, Arsenal, okay, and then West Ham and Newcastle.
I'd only be worried about Man City. I reckon that Crystal Palace would have a real go at Arsenal.
Might be. They're playing home, so there might be a good go. And Arsenal is okay, they're not great. So yeah, look, I would look at Zion Loftus-Cheek as main targets. I'm still not convinced around Benteke. And if you're looking for a cheap goalkeeper, Speroni might be your option as your second goalkeeper. Now that, by the way, Pop from Burnley, which is the main goalkeeper, is going to get a lot of hard games coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think for me it's midfield. Midfield where I see the value, not more than that. What do you reckon?
Yeah, no, it's all about, I've currently got Loftus-Cheek and now it's all about trying to afford to get Zaha back.
So you're going to, but you're not going to have two midfielders from Crystal Palace.
You've got to swap Loftus-Cheek to Zaha, but just do a little bit of budget work to make that happen.
Okay, you're in love with Zaha.
I do. I love him.
That's okay, people love him.
Yeah.
I don't understand how Man United let him go a couple of years ago.
No patience. No patience.
Okay. Who was it there? Was it more? No, not more. Was David Moyes?
I thought Sir Alex was still in charge then, but could be proven wrong. No. If it's Moyes, then, well, he gets what he deserves, which he did later in the year.
Yeah, he did. Okay.
Well, we're all loved up, which means we'll keep that going after the referee's whistle for the final part, which is what we're looking forward to this weekend. Okay, back to the final part now, and this time we're going to see and talk about what's coming up. First of all, we'll start off with the key fixtures. The first of which we always talk about is the free-to-air game for all tight people like myself who still haven't got Optus.
Yeah, are we going to change your name to Captain Chippy from Captain Ongo? Like, seriously?
No, I thought I was Captain Average.
Captain Average, Chippy. But above average in terms of Chippy.
Yeah.
Why
okay.
Not? Why not?
Look, not everyone can afford Optus.
Well, $10 a month.
Yeah.
No one can.
Not a bad TV game this week, though. Everton against Chelsea.
Wow. Mm. What do you reckon?
I don't know. Well, Chelsea away form, as you've pointed out a number of times, not quite as good. And Everton on the rise.
Can you see goals there?
I can see, well, I mean, yeah, you can see goals.
Multiple goals.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, which is good for us, which we, you know, we have Hazard, I have Morata.
You're going to bring in Rooney, maybe.
I have Dominic Calvert-Lewin. I can't even say his name. So long. But I'm not sure that I'm going to open with him, but I can see Chelsea scoring a little bit there, even though they struggled against Southampton at home. But I think if Morata is back, yeah. Hazard is there, rested on midweek cup games, I can see them scoring one or two goals at least.
Okay. Well, no, I'm looking forward to it. It's actually a decent TV game. It's good they actually mix it up a bit. Don't see Manchester United every week, like in some parts of the world.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about aside from that TV game, what else is there? There's Arsenal Liverpool on Friday night.
Wow.
Saturday morning for Australia.
Yeah, I think, it won't be easy to Liverpool like it was against Bournemouth. That's for sure. They're not going to score two or three goals against Arsenal. Yeah.
Man United beat them 3-1. And Man United aren't the most attacking.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. But yeah, look, it's going to be an interesting game, yeah. And I think Klopp will have to start with all of his guns against Arsenal.
Yeah, if you're not going to start your big guns against the top 16, when are you going to do it, and why are you wasting your time?
Yeah, but Salah. So I'm expecting him to do something this weekend against Arsenal.
I wonder if the arrival of all those big attacking Liverpool guns will wake Alexis Sanchez up.
Oh yeah, maybe. Even though Sanchez, which used to be a FPL royalty,
must have,
is just faded. He's just faded this year.
Would anyone be silly enough to have him in their side? His ownership must be lower than 2%.
Some people took him as a punt when they had really easy fixtures. He didn't really pay off. He used to be, you know, he's been, you know, bracing and you know, having three goals a game, hat-tricking and. But yeah, this season he just faded away.
Well, he wants to move. He's on the sulk because he wants to go to Man City.
Yeah, he's not happy.
So if I was Arsenal, you'd just let him go because there's no point having him.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't go at the end of the year, then they don't make any money. Yeah.
Can you see any clean sheets on any of the games that we're looking at the moment?
Yeah, there's a possibility of the other one of the games I was looking at is Burnley Spurs. Important game for Spurs because they're already 1 point behind Burnley, and if they lose, they're at Turf Moor.
Wow.
4 points behind Burnley.
Wow. That's an interesting fact.
Mm-hmm.
I have Kane. If he doesn't score there, I'm going to dump him. I'm going to write him a goodbye letter to all of his 12.7 million and say goodbye, Kane, because you've delivered nothing to me in the last three. I think he's blanked in the last three fixtures.
Not sure.
That's really bad for a 12.7 million striker. Yeah. That's horrible. I could have taken those funds and done much. I miss you, Coutinho. Much better. So I think, look, getting serious now.
But, you're looking at clean sheets. Stoke, West Brom, Southampton, Huddersfield.
Yeah,
they look like clean sheet specials.
Yeah, I can blank two game weeks. So if he blanks again, that will be his third. And that's unforgivable. That's unforgivable. I can see a clean sheet for Man City against Bournemouth.
Oh, yeah.
I can see... West Ham Newcastle, let's say.
Oh, Newcastle aren't going very well.
So West Ham might be having a cleanie there.
You might get plenty of goals in Brighton and Watford. Maybe.
Watford might want to come back, bounce back from their thrashing.
Yeah.
And Brighton doesn't seem good as well. So there might be like a 2-2 or something like that there. Brighton is without Duffy, I think he's off.
Yes.
So
seems like a lot of the bottom teams are all playing each other this weekend, so it could be one of those weekends where they shuffle around a bit in the bottom.
Yeah, definitely. So, look, I can see cleaning, as I've said, in those couple of games. And definitely West Ham Newcastle probably will be one of the most boring games that I'll ever watch, so I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, well, you can't watch it all.
We can't watch it all, and we shouldn't.
And we won't. Yeah, and you
shouldn't. So, let's talk about our teams for a second. So substitutes for this week. What are you thinking?
Well, just to let everyone know that you can always follow our teams. There's a link with our podcast each week. So when you want to know what we're talking about with our teams, there's a direct link there to the Dirty Sanchez and Captain Own Gold team to get all of our expertise.
Captain Chippy on goal.
That's it. And Captain Average, don't forget.
Yeah, Captain Average, Chippy on goal.
Yeah, so this week I probably attempted not to make too many changes because I just want to see how Kane goes and then, like you, selling, try and get one more midfielder in.
You do have Silva, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to play, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, I would watch the news and see what's happening with him. Mm-hmm. Other than that, yeah, you have Jones, De Gea, of course, don't touch them. Your defense is a little bit dodgy.
Yeah.
You have Dunk, they're probably going to concede. And then you have the Burnley Ward keeper, Ward defender, sorry, which they play in Tottenham. So they might concede, even though Tottenham are really struggling against Burnley. Let's see, Leicester.
But no major changes, I don't think. What about you?
So you're not going to do any changes?
No, maybe not. Probably not. What about you?
So I've already done one.
Ooh.
I've taken out Norton for Ogbonna, which plays for West Ham.
Okay, good move.
They have really good fixtures. I wanted to beat the price rise because he's risen for 0.1.
Yeah.
And they have the double game week coming up later on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also thinking about maybe taking a hit this week, depending on what's going to happen with the cup games. Elliot to Adrian, which you your shout, which means that I'm doubling on West Ham defense for the double game week. And also they have good fixtures. So they have Newcastle, as we mentioned, this week. Then next week they're playing Bournemouth, and then they have blank in 21, and then they have two fixtures in 22.
Ooh.
So as a keeper, he should be nailed to play both of the games.
Mm-hmm.
And Ogbonna as a fullback might not be rotated much, and Fonte is out for a while, he's injured.
Okay.
So that was my substitute. As I've said, I'm thinking down the track to release some funds from my premium striker, depending how they go, and getting Coutinho or Sané instead of Richarlison, depending if Richarlison is out of form, even though he has good fixtures. He seems to be blanking a lot recently.
Mm.
So he's delivered one return out of five game weeks. That's pretty bad.
Ooh.
One assist.
Yeah, I moved him on a while ago.
Yeah, he was quality. They still have good fixtures, but if he doesn't deliver to me, I want Coutinho or Sané or someone big in my midfield.
You love Coutinho.
I love Coutinho. He's great. He's great. I'm feeling envy if you have him. So my transfers, I said, already done. Captains. Who is your captain?
Oh, Lord. Probably, I'm going to take a risk on maybe Salah.
Yeah, it's can be a risk, but look at Sterling, they're playing Bournemouth.
Ooh, maybe Sterling? Mm.
So Sterling might be a standout option for me. Yeah, I can only think.
No, can't trust Kane in Burnley?
Don't trust Kane, even though he might score, but I can't trust him. So Sterling or Salah, man, yeah. Sterling is a better option. I don't want to captain Hazard away against Everton. Yeah, so yeah, for me it's Sterling at the moment. Can't see anyone else.
No, that's good. Good tips.
And he seems to be fairly nailed in the City squad.
Why wouldn't he be?
Quality.
Mm-hmm.
Quality. So that's about it for me.
You had enough?
I had enough of you.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, we've had enough of each other, and hopefully you haven't had enough of us, and return next week. You can always follow us around the world on Facebook at Fantasy United FPL Podcast, Twitter, FU Fantasy United Pod, and of course on the Gurgler website where this podcast lives. They have the latest episodes plus a bit of a back catalogue on the main page, and there's also a Fantasy United page for itself. So visit any of those, get in touch, and we will be back next week for more Fantasy United podcasts. Goodbye until then, and enjoy our crazy commentary.
Perfect, Capitan. And Tiraka!
Alla facciaccia vostra!